Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Police have identified 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldridge as a suspect in Saturday's shooting in an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado, that killed five people and wounded 18. Colorado Springs Mayor John Suthers said the shooting ended when someone hit the suspect with a handgun they grabbed off of him and pinned him down. Joshua Thurman was in the nightclub during the attack and talked to KMGH-TV in Denver.
Then I heard another set of shots, and then me and a customer ran to the dressing room and got on the ground and locked the doors and called the police immediately.
It will be a short work week in America, as Thanksgiving is Thursday. With inflation continuing to attack your wallet, the price of turkeys this year, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the birds are 21% more expensive. Stuffing is up almost 70%, pumpkin pie 18%, and dinner rolls are up 22%. John Boyd Jr. from the Black Farmers Association on Fox News says the Biden administration ignored his warnings and the American farmer.
And I've been telling the administration about this for months. You know, we have 332 million people in the United States that depend on America's farmers every day to feed them. And this administration hasn't put farmers first. You know, now they're proposing another $37 billion in aid to Ukraine, and we haven't taken care of America's farmers here.
The country of Turkey targeted Kurdish militants in northern Syria and Iraq with a series of airstrikes on Sunday, days after a bombing attack killed six people in Istanbul. New volcanoes became active following a strong earthquake Saturday on Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula in the remote eastern part of the country. Scientists say major eruptions could be on the way. USA Radio News.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Way, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
One lawmaker in Washington says the color of your skin policy in D.C. is leading to racism and needs to end.
The GOP should work on abolishing racism. That's the word from Florida Senator Rick Scott, himself a Republican. Senator Scott is in Las Vegas for a Republican Jewish Coalition leadership event and spoke with reporters afterwards, saying there's a lot of room for improvement.
I think we've got to get out of asking people the color of their skin. We've got to judge them based on their character. We're all American citizens. We should have the same opportunities. I think that's what we ought to be talking about.
From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
The mystery in Moscow, Idaho, of four college students being murdered last week has few details. The coroner who conducted autopsies on the four friends said that they were most likely asleep at the time they were attacked, possibly in their beds, and that some of the victims probably tried to fight back. Captain Roger Lanier with the Moscow PD.
We do not believe the following individuals are involved in this crime. The two surviving roommates. A male seen at the grub truck food vendor downtown, specifically wearing a white hoodie. A private party who provided rides home to Kaylee and Madison in the early morning hour of November 13th.
It will be a short work week as Thanksgiving is Thursday. And thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. We've got John Whitehead, constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, fine. Just, you know, busy as usual, working on the cases, hoping to keep freedom alive in this country, but it's a very difficult task.
Well, you and I have been talking about this since day one, John, and it's like, with every iteration, we lose more and more of our liberties. And as we're looking at these exit polls, the young people are the ones that are, they're not getting it. They have been indoctrinated. And through this indoctrination, they are subordinating our liberties and affecting the majority of the country right now. I mean, this is quite scary where we are right now. We're at a dangerous tipping point is the way I see it. How about you?
Well, we have an ignorant population, a population that doesn't know the Constitution, a population that doesn't know the Bill of Rights. They don't read the Declaration of Independence. We've lost everything the Founding Fathers sought to give us. I mean, when I'm talking to lawyers and whatever people, whatever education level they have no idea what our freedoms are. They're too glued to the television set, to their screen devices, and they're not knowing that we have the right to petition the government for a redress of our grievances, you know, and to peacefully protest and all the things that we need to be doing. And I just got back to speaking to about 200 pastors at a conference, and I found a similar reaction there. And they're now wanting to know the Bill of Rights and get involved and all that. It's about time. And I'm telling people, pastors, people across the country, if you want to keep freedom alive, we're going to have to get out into the bodies of government. We're going to get out to the school board meetings, to the city council meetings, and start changing things. We can change them. I always say one person can change the world. And we need people who will stand up and say, here, I'm going to do this. I'm going to fight back against this. But the key here is the people who gave us our Constitution gave us our freedoms, and we're blowing it, folks, by not knowing them and not using them.
Well, John, you know, think about where that came from. That came from God himself. And this is why the church was so powerful in the early years of the functioning and the establishment of this democratic republic, because they were based on Judeo-Christian principles. And so you would think that here you are, you're reminding them of the basic gospel of the United States of America based on Judeo-Christian principles. I say reminding them, we're talking church leaders. And, you know, the thing that amazes me, it's kind of like, John, could you imagine a Super Bowl game where you had two types of refs? You had one philosophical group of refs that said, okay, here's the rules. They're very well published, and this is the way we're going to play the game. And then you've got another set of refs that just say, it's what you feel. You know, the rules are just there kind of as a guideline. They're not really that specific. Could you imagine a Super Bowl game where you had that kind of situation taking place where you had, you know, the officials on the field debating every play because you have one group set to, you know, abide by the rules and the other one saying, well, it's all about feelings, John. You're playing so, you know, you're being so hard on these players. Why are you doing that? I mean, think about it. You know, this is kind of like what we've got right now in this country, is we've got people who understand the rules, but we've got a growing number of people that want to operate on emotions and abandon the rules for, you know, for what, you know, for what sake and what reason? Oh, just because you're, so I won't hurt your feelings?
Yes, and the key is, like I say, we're doing away with critical thinking in this country, and that's challenging one another, but you can imagine a guy named James Madison, who gave us our Bill of Rights, who said, we often mistrust all those in power. Mm-hmm. You can imagine arguing this point with him. He'd look at you and think you're insane. In other words, we have clear rights. The Ruff Institute, by the way, was founded by a fellow who said that, you know, there has to be a constitution between the people and the government. It has to be enforced. And his name was Samuel Rutherford. He was, because of what he did and the books he wrote, he was charged with treason and was going to be executed. And he died before they could execute him. But the point is that there are people in our past who have given their lives so that we can have freedom. Mm-hmm. But
exactly.
We don't want freedom today. What we want is to be afraid to say words, do this, go out in public, say this or do that or this or that. And again, I'll say this, folks, the people who spoke truth, even Jesus Christ, as I emphasized to the pastors, spoke truth to power. He wasn't afraid. He didn't back off. I mean, when Pontius Pilate was questioning him, he shot forth with the truth. Yeah, I am who I am. I'm going to be what I'm going to be. So the Romans killed him. But you see that over and over in our country. And if we, the people, could get together and get out there, I mean, but listen, we have a very short period of time. As I see, the globalism is moving very, very rapidly, digital currency. We all have threat scores now. The Department of Homeland Security does threat scores on all homes. We're in a real mess here that if we can't start moving quickly, getting our kids too involved, because the kids are just completely lost today on any of these issues.
Well, John, you know, as you say, the infrastructure by these elites is already in play. It's just a matter of them pulling the trigger. And if you think not, they've already tested this. Look at January 6th. We've got people without due process sitting in jail for over a year, some in solitary confinement. Their liberties have been impinged upon. And this administration, Justice Department, could care less. Now, because it doesn't affect you directly, perhaps, but you got to understand, it does affect you directly. You're just closing your eyes to it, because if you allow one citizen, you know, to be for their liberties to be impinged upon by a ruling class of people, that might as well be you. Because guess what? History always tells us that eventually it does become you, doesn't it, John?
It does become you, and I said the key to early America too was so. When the British would go into towns, it burned the churches first, because that's where the patriots met. And we need a new brand of enthusiasm and revolutionary ideas now that will do those kind of things. People that are willing to get out there and, you know, lose their buildings or whatever and stuff like that, quit hiding inside, stuck to your phones, believing everything the government tells you through the mass media, which is basically the mass media is the government speaking to you. When you have people like Zuckerberg and Google and all that are working with the Chinese government, who is basically taking over the world in many ways today, they have to have a new police station headquarters in New York City, which should
freak
people out. Should freak people out.
John, I want you to, because people may, you know, you're citing a couple. Yes, the Chinese have a police station in New York City. What is that all about?
It's round up anybody from China that has come here to America and take them back to concentration camps. And just think about what, go back to our family with James Madison, they would go, you're destroying everything this country's based on when you allow such things. They're allowing a tyrannical government to have a station in New York City that will take people and put them back, take them back to China if they can get them journalists, people like that, people who may have said the wrong word and escaped from China. And they've got these all over the world now, three in Canada now, they're sprinkling in 25 cities around the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're listening to this. You have got to be aware, and we need to rise up, John. There needs to be a call for courage here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824. Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Fresh and independent, just what you'd like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. John Whitehead, constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, and author of Battlefield America, continues with us. John, I'm really fascinated to hear more and interested to hear more about what happened at this conference of pastors. You had hundreds of pastors there, and you are you're reflecting back, you know, the story of Jesus. You know, quite the rebel. against the powers to be, and and Jesus says, look at, follow me, and by the way, life's not going to be a cakewalk. And it's amazing, you know, that even Jesus, he tells us this, that it's going to be heavy sledding, because the battle between good and evil is evident, it's pervasive, and the thing is that, you know, most people, if we're honest with ourselves, you know, we don't want to get into the fight. But you have no choice but to get into the fight, right? Because if you don't, that fight will come to you. You're going to be overwhelmed, and the victims that become the result of your passivity is not only yourself, but it's your legacy, it's your family, it's your community, it's your country, right?
It's everybody around you. You know, what you do affects everybody around you. If you just sit and move, it definitely affects, because there's going to be people in your community that are doing that, they'll get in trouble, they don't have the people backing them. And speaking at this pastor's conference with all these pastors, I was telling them that pastors can do a lot of things, and we've developed a paper for pastors, and people should go to our website at Rutherford.org. It's called A Legacy of Faith, Activism, and Revolution, and read it. It goes, it's fully footnoted. It goes through what the IRS, you know, under your IRS restrictions, what you can do. But, you know, pastors can go down to school board meetings when they're telling kids they can't read the Constitution, they can't say certain words, or they have to do some of these stupid things they're making them do, and they can object to that. They can go to their city council. And if you see what your local city government is doing, let's say that people are getting beat up on the streets or whatever is happening by government agents, you know, or you have all kinds of things that we're seeing happening in local communities speaking out against, pastors can have a tremendous impact because of what they have behind them. They're all over the country, on every street corner, pastors. Like I say, exactly. The revolution was fomented by what was called the Black Regiment in America. That was the pastors. That's why the British burned the churches. They knew what was going on. If it hadn't been for the pastors, I don't think we would have a constitution or anything that we have.
No question. No question. Yes, because this is all, I mean, think about it. When you go back and consider the genesis of this American idea, it goes to the pilgrims. The pilgrims were, you know, that's why they wanted to come to America. They wanted to be able to freely worship God and experience the liberties that can only come from God. And so when you turn your back on God, guess what? Guess what goes when you turn your back? All the liberties. So you're wondering what's going on with America. And as you say, John, at RutherfordInstitute.org, together we will make America free again. But the only way we can make it free again is we got to come back to God, because the source of our freedom is God Almighty himself.
Yes, and when you got the First Amendment. I'm used to read the first section of the First Amendment. And we have a First Amendment pamphlet people should get and read and teach their students the Bill of Rights at home, their children. But it says, Congress shall make no law and establish respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. You know, it goes through free speech and all the things we can do. That all came out, again, of the American Revolution. It was fomented by a good section of the population that were Christian. They were very strong. They stood up for their rights. And that's the point, folks. We have to enforce this Constitution that we have. If we don't, I mean, it's being just kicked out the door right now by whoever wants to do it. When you have armed agents running around the country now, when you have the Smithsonian Institution, Department of Education, groups like that having SWAT teams now, and they're arresting people, throwing them down, face down the lawn, when that happens in your community, you should be up in outrage and say, what are you doing to our country? Let's stop this stuff. Let's get control of our government, because what does the Constitution say? We the people are the government. We are the government. We the people who ordain and establish God. Folks, be the government. Those people in Washington, D.C., or whoever they are your representatives. The people in the local community are your representatives. If they're not representing you, then throw their butts out. Do what Jesus did. He finally got tired of it. He got a whip and kicked him out of the temple. That got him killed. But at least the man stood for principle. And if we didn't have that today, there would be no Christian faith, folks.
Exactly. Well, the thing is we the people need to come together, John. I mean, really, I talked to some of my friends in Pennsylvania and Arizona saying, are you really proud of your state that you guys can't figure out how to count? And that this has been going on for a long time. I mean, at least Florida, you know, they realized they had a problem. It took them a little bit to get it handled, but they finally did. And they got the people out of the process that were mucking up the works. And, you know, we've got to be intentional about freedom and holding to the infrastructure, like you say, our constitutional rights, everything that's represented in our Declaration of Independence and Constitution. It reinforces freedom and liberty for all. But if you short circuit any of that, which we've been doing time and again, and think, oh, you know, we've been led to believe it's okay to cheat when you vote. It's acceptable. You know, like they said to me, John, they said, well, if the truth be known, you know, even back in John F. Kennedy, during the infamous 1960 election between John Kennedy and Richard Nixon, well, if the truth be known, you know, everybody knew that, they stuffed the ballot there in Illinois in order to get JFK elected. I've gone, what? Wait a minute. You're telling me 60 years later that now you're willing to admit that you've been cheating all this time, and somehow it's just been acceptable, John? And that's just like saying, well, it's okay. It's just a little bit of sin. No, well, a little bit of evil is evil. That's it. Go ahead.
Every person I talk to out there, they feel if I just go vote, no matter what happens, I did my job. And I look them in the face and say, listen, voting is the least thing you can do. It's only a small step because, like I say, it may be whatever happens at the ballot box or whatever. But the point is that you have to take a step further. It's easy to be lazy. And modern Americans have been made lazy with all the products, all the crap on TV, and a lot of it's crap. And you listen to it. And people actually, when I'm out somewhere and they go, here's what so-and-so said. And I'll go, well, so-and-so was wrong because so-and-so wasn't telling you the truth. And that's the point, folks. And your children are being fed that. We have a future generation coming up right now, in my opinion, that have any idea what's going to happen. And listen, we're treating our people like crap. Our veterans now can't get veterans help. They're committing suicide at a high rate in this country. We have a lot of problems. And is any of that covered on television? No, you don't see any of that stuff. Because they don't want you getting up, getting outraged, and getting down to your local government. And that's the key. The 10th Amendment says local governments can nullify acts of the federal government. That's federalism. That's what we need to be promoting, is that local governments can do a lot of neat things, and they can push back against the federal government. Do you really want federal agents running around in your town with hollow point bullets in your local communities? Well, they are, folks. Get them out of there. Hollow point bullets explode on contact. I'm an infantry officer. We couldn't use them when I was in the Army. They were considered inhuman. But we have 175,000 federal agents running around with hollow point bullets now in America. This is insane. We're asking for it. And they're getting ready, by the way, to lock this country down. When it moves into digital currency and all the stuff we're seeing, there's going to be some rebellion, and they're ready for it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're already seeing rebellion around the world, John. These are all indicators that the natives are getting restless here. They're seeing what's going on. And here in America, you know, and this is probably what shocks people. I mean, I was talking to an immigrant from Russia, and he was my Uber driver. And I was asking him, and he goes, Bill, I couldn't imagine in the last 20 years, you know, we came here, everything was good for, you know, for probably about 10 of those years. The last 10 of the years, it's like we're in Russia all over again. I said, really? He goes, oh, yeah. And he goes, you guys, that's how bad. I mean, that's pretty bad when you got somebody, you know, from Russia who escaped Russia to come here. And he's going, it's chasing me. It's found me here in the United States. That's incredible, isn't it?
Global. Tyranny is going global, yes.
Yeah, and that's what's going on. But as you say, John, those three powerful words, America has got to wake up and figure out how to utilize and you know, be empowered by we the people, and what it means that we're the government, not Joe Biden, not the Republicans, not even Donald Trump. It's we the people, right?
We're the bosses, folks, and let's tell our so-called servants to get their act together.
Where can they go for more information, John? We've got to wrap it up. 10 seconds left.
You go to Rutherford.org, Rutherford.org, sign up and get our newsletters and stuff, folks. Get educated. Education precedes action.
John Whitehead, thank you, sir.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can, too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Walt Disney's board of directors overnight replaced chief executive Bob Chapek with Robert Iger, the company's former chairman and CEO who left the company at the end of last year. Susan Arnold, chairman of Disney's board, said Bob is uniquely situated to lead the company through this pivotal period. Five people were killed and 25 injured when a gunman opened fire inside an LGBTQ nightclub Saturday in Colorado Springs, Colorado. A man covered in body armor, 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich, was taken down by a couple of patrons and probably saved many lives. One witness talked with KMGH7 in Denver, Joshua Thurman.
It was so scary. I heard shots, broken glass, bodies. How? Why?
Short work week. Thursday is Thanksgiving. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back with you, 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there. And if you want to drop me a line, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Love to hear from you. Get involved in the conversation. I mean, it's a government up for by we the people, okay? It just can't be a few of us, doing all the work. I mean, right now, for so long, you got that 80-20 rule, the old Pareto principle, that 20% of the people do 80% of the work. You can't have that in a government that's up for by we the people. We've got to have everybody doing their fair share, participating in getting this country back on track. You got 70%, 80%, as high as 80% in some polls, says that we're on the wrong track. Well, how do you get on the right track? Well, you don't get on the right track just complaining about it. You got to do your part. Okay, and as John Rutherford, John Whitehead was saying, I always say John Rutherford, from the Rutherford Institute, that's why the confusion sometimes and the misspeaking, says, look at, we've got to buck up. We've got to take control of our country once again because the elites have taken over. And with all this pernicious infringement upon our liberties, I mean, you got to keep in mind, we're that light on the shining hill. And guess what? You've got these elites doing everything they can to, to turn the light out. And if they do, ladies and gentlemen, it is not going to be a whole lot of fun for the rest of us. Dr. John Lott, I should say the rest of us, like all of us, because we're all in this boat together. Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, author of Gun Control Myths, joins us now. Hey, John, how are you, buddy?
Doing great. Good to talk to you again, Bill.
Hey, always good to be talking to you. I wanted to address something you've written about here recently, and that is the data. I mean, we've heard so much, the science, we've got to follow the data. And what you're finding, and you're discovering this, and you've been sharing that every time you do a dive into the data, you find out, wait a minute, something is not according to Hoyle. And in this particular case, we're not hearing a whole lot about the attacks on pro-life institutions and buildings and that sort of thing. But you're showing that, and explaining to everybody, the data is showing this, but you're reporting on it, that there's been 22 times more attacks on pro-lifers than pro-choice groups since the Supreme Court leak.
Right. Yeah, and
we still don't know who leaked it, by the way, right?
No, we don't. Or at least it's not released. But, you know, over the summer, there were a number of news articles that were talking about attacks on pro-choice facilities. And it got me in thinking about it because they didn't actually list cases that were occurring this year. The cases that they would list would be old cases from years ago. And so we reached out to the organizations, the pro-abortion, pro-choice groups that had put out the information that was getting covered extensively in the media, to ask them for a list of cases. And they acknowledged that they kept on getting our request for the list, they would never provide it. So it turns out that the Biden administration keeps a list of attacks on pro-choice facilities. They don't keep a similar list on pro-life ones. And this year, since May, when the Dobbs decision was leaked, they only have one case that they list there. Somebody put super glue in the locks of a Planned Parenthood facility. So we decided to go and put together our list. We did an extensive news search on this. We were able to find six cases from the beginning of May through the end of September, where pro-choice facilities had been damaged in some way. By contrast, we found 135 cases where there was similar or even much worse damage that was done to pro-life people or their organizations. But nobody needs to take our word for it. At our website, crimeresearch.org, we list out all the cases. We provide links to, like, the Department of Justice lists and everything. And for the news stories that we've collected, there are links to the news stories so that people can check each one out.
Wow. That's an amazing number. Do we have any idea in terms of, I mean, because there was various levels of damage. You know, James Revenge, I saw graffiti on, you know, several buildings and, you know, property destruction and that. Was there any accounting for the kind of, you know, property damage versus, you know, pro-life versus pro-choice facilities?
I mean, one can judge for yourself by looking at the cases. Obviously, as you mentioned, James Revenge, they would break into facilities and burn them and destroy documents and everything else that they could find there. You know, they were hollowed out shells in at least a few of those cases where that had occurred. You don't see anywhere near similar damage this year to pro-choice type facilities. As I say, you have things like the worst one may have been putting super glue in the locks of the Planned Parenthood facility. I'm sure that was a big inconvenience, but it's not the same type of breaking in and burning everything that's inside the building that's there.
Yeah, you're talking what you found six for pro-choice facilities and something like over 100, 130 something for pro-life. 135. And
now, one other thing I'll mention, and that is it's interesting. When you have some type of an attack on a pro-life facility, it gets national news coverage. That is not true for the attacks on the pro-life facilities or people. You have to go and find local news stories. And look, we have to rely on news stories for this stuff. The government only collects the cases involving attacks on pro-choice places. And, you know, if there is a bias in terms of the media being more willing to cover attacks against pro-choice than against pro-life, then even that 135 to 6 ratio may understate the imbalance.
Without a doubt. Has anybody been arrested, John?
Well, that's the other thing. There have been a few arrests involving the pro-choice, but the federal government has put all of its weight on dealing with attacks on pro-choice facilities. In fact, when the Biden administration got into office, they went back years to try to see what types of cases they could file. But again, they only collect cases involving pro-life facilities. And the law is very clear. The law would apply to both types of attacks. And yet they are only interested in bringing the full weight of the federal government down on problems dealing against pro-choice facilities.
So much for blind justice, huh, John?
Well, unfortunately, that's not the only example of that.
Yeah, no, well, but again, see, this is a disease that's happening throughout our government. And the American people need to understand it, because when you look at the polling, you know, pro-life versus pro-choice, I mean, you've got a majority of people that are choosing life now, and they're being misrepresented at the hands of the very government they keep electing into office.
Right. Right. Well, also, it was a big part of the midterm elections for Democrats,
yes,
to go and try to make an issue about violence from the right. I mean, it's been something that Biden has been pushing. This is not the only kind of deep dive we've done into the data. Biden and his administration have been blaming mass public shootings on people on the right. The media has done that, too, but it's been very misleading. You take something like the Buffalo mass murder earlier this year. The media was all over him, claiming that he was a conservative, a right-winger. If you actually read his manifesto, the reason why he was a racist, so it's kind of like if you're a racist, the media automatically says you're a conservative. If you read his manifesto, the reason why he was a racist is because he was an environmentalist. He was upset that blacks had too many kids, and he blamed people having children for damaging the environment. He defined himself as a social...
Sounds like something that comes out of the philosophy of Planned Parenthood. Got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. John Lott after this. Stay with us.
It is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon is making it easy for all families to access healthy, delicious, and affordable groceries this holiday season. SNAP recipients can register their EBT card on Amazon to order SNAP-eligible groceries online for delivery. Customers can use SNAP benefits on Amazon.com to shop shelf-stable pantry items like chicken broth, pasta, beans, and rice. And savor the season with baking mixes, graham cracker crust perfect for that holiday pie, and cooking and baking staples. Plus, fresh vegetables, fruits, proteins, and dairy from Amazon Fresh. Get the perfect starters to all your favorite holiday recipes delivered straight to your door. Customers who add their SNAP EBT card on Amazon will also receive budget-saving offers, such as free access to Amazon Fresh and 50% off a Prime membership. Skip the grocery store rush this holiday season with SNAP EBT on Amazon. For more information, to register your benefits, and to start saving today, visit Amazon.com/SNAP.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 833-VITAL-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
This before the top of the hour. Dr. John Lott continues with us, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, author of Gun Control Myths. John, as we were talking about earlier, America is waking up every day to the reality that the mainstream media has become a functioning arm of the Democratic Party and this government, the Justice Department, everything that has to do with the Democratic Party, whether we're talking about what's happening with the invasion at our southern border, what's happening with our energy now dependence, which 2 years ago we were independent, they continue to carry the water for this government. And you just wonder, you go, how far do they go in terms of being complicit with the destruction of this democratic republic, which, you know, of course, during the midterm elections, the Democrats were touting that it was democracy on the ballot. Well, you know, that's really, it's silly, because we are not a democracy. We're a democratic republic. But people that don't know the difference think that a democracy is synonymous with the democratic republic. And but the media doesn't even, you know, they insult the reader and their own subscribers by not even explaining that.
Well, look, I mean, there's so many ways that the media biases people's views on these things. You know, you take the issue of guns. You know, we just had a shooting in Colorado over the weekend. They'll go and talk about what type of gun was used. They'll spend time trying to figure out how the person may have gotten the guns, even though he had a criminal record. You know, do they mention whether the attack occurred in a place where guns are banned? I mean, this is often one of the easiest things for them to go and check, but yet they refuse to do that. You know, on our website, we have literally dozens of cases where what police say would have been mass public shootings that were stopped by legally armed civilians carrying permanent concealed handguns. And yet you just don't see the news coverage on those types of things nationally. Every once in a while, they'll get coverage. But even then, you'll immediately see news stories where people tell, you know, say that this just, you know, is so rare that you shouldn't even bother with it. But you know, it just, they carry so much water for the Democrats. So you look at the fact checkers and how they've been biased. You look at things like claims like the United States is unique in terms of mass public shooting. It's just a ridiculous claim. I mean, most people don't even know that, you know, just between Western Europe and the United States over the last 10 years or so, the two worst mass public shootings are clearly in Western Europe. You had 130 people killed in Paris in November 2015, And a decade ago, you had 67 people shot to death in Norway. Those are much worse than any mass public shootings that we've had in the United States.
Exactly.
And yet, you know, we just had a big school shooting in Russia. How many people heard about that? Now, I understand that why the media covers an attack in the United States much more than it covers attacks in other countries. But then when politicians go and make the types of claims that they do, the media never corrects the
exactly
on many of those things that they're saying.
And what you're talking about in Paris and what you're talking about in Russia, for example, Sweden, they're not supposed to have guns, right? I mean, guns have been outlawed. So, you know, this, again, reminds us of the clear logic that takes place. You take guns away from freedom-loving people, people who obey the law, well, now you've given free rein to the lawbreakers, and guess what? Who's there to defend? You know, the police, when they, you know, after, you know, several minutes, in some cases in the United States, the average response is somewhere between 15, 19 minutes when, you know, shots are fired. And, you know, so what are you doing at that point? You're just recovering bodies. There's nothing to defend. It's already over. But, you know, the main point is that in these countries where they've eliminated, in the name of safety, we're going to take guns away, and then you have these mass shootings take place, and you would think the outrage would be more like, why are you leaving us defenseless? And this is what you want here in America, is that our children, our wives, our families would be left defenseless, relying on a Joe Biden Justice Department or maybe local law enforcement that have been overwhelmed and discouraged, and you're going to trust them to defend you and protect you? Really?
Right. Well, you know, the thing is, the sad thing is, the types of misinformation that gets pushed out harms the most vulnerable people in our society. Mm. You know, when they go and try to push laws that make it so that people can't go and defend themselves and make it costly. Mm. And have all these fees and other hoops that people have to jump through, or the massive errors and things like the NICS background check system, where 99% of the people who are stopped from buying guns are law-abiding citizens who simply have roughly similar names and similar birthdays to criminals.
Exactly.
You know, who do they think they're stopping? They stop the people who are the most likely victims of violent crime to be able to go and defend themselves. The fees and other things the Democrats are constantly pushing for, it's the poor who get stopped from being able to go and buy a gun to be able to go and protect themselves. And so,
this is why the media is
complicit in a lot of this stuff.
Of course they are. Yeah, they're forming the narrative. I mean, even case in point, John, this bothered me when the report first came out. You know, they were talking about, you know, what happened with this latest shooting, that it was in Colorado Springs. It was a gay nightclub. Well, what difference does it make? It was a gay nightclub. You've got American citizens there in Colorado that were being shot up. I mean, why do we have to differentiate between a gay nightclub and another nightclub? What is the point in that?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
As you say, our heart goes out to anybody who gets killed, whether they're gay or straight or whatever. It really doesn't matter. I don't mind mentioning that in the story. You know, people may be concerned about the motives for the person who did it. But they bring that up even before they know anything about the motives that are there. Maybe
right.
The guy did that, and if he did, people would be interested in knowing the motives of the individual, I think, who did that. But the thing but here's the problem. But here's the problem, Bill, and that is they are looking for motives on one side, but not looking for motives on the other side. So.
Exactly.
You know, whether it be the Buffalo murder that we talked about earlier, or the El Paso murder, or the mass murder in Ohio, or even international incidents like the New Zealand mosque killer, where that got massive news attention. In all those cases, the media referred to these guys as conservative right wingers, and yet all of them described themselves as socialists. All of them were environmentalists. All of them had the same motivations for killing minorities, because they blamed them for having too many children, and that having children destroyed the environment. The guy in New Zealand, his ideal form of government was the communist China government. I mean, how many conservatives do you know that go and say, yeah, communist China is my ideal government, and I really get upset about people having kids because I think kids destroy the environment? You know, this is not serious stuff, but they just want to equate all the time. Anytime you have a racist, even though a lot of these racists are socialists, a huge number are socialists.
Exactly. Right.
They want to call them conservatives and right wingers.
Yeah. Well, and as you say, the media is all complicit in this. And even another article that you wrote about, the media spin on gun control, you said flat out doesn't match voters' opinions. Break that down. We got about 2 minutes left here, John.
Right. Well, I mean, you look at these polls, for example, and the polls out there are saying overwhelming support for gun control. But the problem is how they ask the question. So, like, you take something like red flag laws. The surveys will say, do you support judges being able to temporarily take away a person's guns who's a danger to themselves or others? And you get 2-to-1 support for that. Mm-hmm. The problem is they oversimplify in a particular direction. So, for example, if you point out to people that there's no hearing, all the judge has is a piece of paper with a complaint. He doesn't talk to anybody other than just seeing the piece of paper before he makes the decision. And if you tell them that no mental health care professionals are involved in evaluating the person, it goes from 2-to-1 to support to almost 2-to-1 opposition. You look at things like the big push for these background checks on private transfers of guns. The media is constantly telling everybody that 90%+ of Americans support it. But they ignore the fact that when Bloomberg has actually put these initiatives on the ballot, they lose, even though he's outspending the other side by 20-to-1.
Amazing. Yes, it is. Yeah. No, that you're exactly right there, John. And you would think, I mean, they just keep spending all this money. And I think Bloomberg may have taken a little bit of a break because he got tired of, you know, money misspent. They're just not, you know, it's not catching any kind of traction whatsoever. Thank God, you know, for that. Thank God the American people are at least smart enough to know the difference, and they're finding out who they can trust. Dr. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Take care. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way, my friend.
Happy Thanksgiving.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of